1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The FDA announcing it's taking over Silicon Valley Bank.
The FDIC is telling Silicon Valley Bank customers that if they have accounts in excess of the insured $250,000 that the FDIC covers, that they'll need to contact them to figure out how to move forward. The FDIC says the amount of uninsured deposits will be determined once more information comes in. Silicon Valley Bank had around $209 billion in total assets at the new year. The FDIC says it will be selling the bank's assets as it's moving forward.
ABC's Alex Stone. February jobs report shows 311,000 jobs added last month. It comes as the Fed board weighs another interest rate hike this month. In Michigan, a complaint unsealed in federal court shows the FBI uncovered a new threat to kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer, members of the LGBT community, and Democratic politicians. That comes a day after a man was indicted after posting social media threats targeting Jewish politicians. This is ABC News. Congressman George Santos today calling new allegations categorically false. A former roommate says the embattled New York Republican helped him commit fraud in Washington State back in 2017. Details from ABC's Rachel Scott.
In a sworn statement to the FBI, Justice Department, and Secret Service, that roommate, Gustavo Ribeiro Trelha, says that Santos trained him on how to skim credit cards, installing devices on ATMs to capture a cardholder's PIN and use that data to steal from victims' accounts. The statement obtained by Politico says Santos provided the equipment and they then split the profits 50-50.
Trelha was deported back to his home country of Brazil after serving time in federal prison. The House unanimously passing a bill that would declassify intelligence on the origins of COVID, specifically directing the government to release information about any potential links to the virus lab in Wuhan, China. That bill heads to President Biden's desk. COVID numbers continue trending downward across the country. Andy Field, ABC News.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Strep throat is going around Wisconsin. The Department of Health Services is reporting a spike in cases. Most of them are kids and their parents. Doctors say if you have a fever and a sore throat, you should get screened. If you don't take care of it, strep throat can cause kidney problems and rheumatic fever. Police want to know who left anti-Semitic pamphlets found in Wausau this week. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Rabbi Benjamin Altshuler of the Mount Sinai congregation in Wausau said the papers can be interpreted as free speech, but encourages people that are troubled to make firm efforts to combat hate. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
In sports, Marquette plays UConn in the Big East Tournament semifinals tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Whole new game with the Civic Media Network and our local stations carrying coverage of Marquette men's basketball in the Big East Conference Tournament. The number one seeded Golden Eagles continue to march through with a quarterfinal win, moving on to a semifinal game this Friday at 5:30 p.m. Catch all the action on WXCO 1230 a.m., 98.9 FM in Wausau. Marquette basketball in the Big East Tournament on this local Civic Media radio station or wherever you're a fan, find WXCO on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays. the city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke, Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian, bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke, Brian.
Luke, Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Oh, buddy, it's Friday.
Here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's near west side for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and around the state, the Shaw and Waukesha, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, Lake Air up in Amory, and so many more. Head over to the website civicmedia.us to see where our coverage pattern is growing. You can sign up to learn more and get updates about Civic Media at the website civicmedia.us. Coming up in today's big show, we are going to be joined at 2:30 by Annalise Eicher, friend of mine and friend of the show. She'll be talking to us about numerous tangents surrounding the headlines, as well as a couple rallies and opportunities for you out there in the listening audience to get engaged this weekend and participate in some of the rallies that Women Win Wisconsin are putting on around the state of Wisconsin. So you'll want to stay tuned for that conversation coming up at 2:30. Between now and then, we got some headlines. We'll discuss some of the news of the day. And take your calls, 844-967-2789. It is a Friday, so if you have a submission for the most Wisconsin headline of the week, love to hear it. I want to hear them. I got my suggestion. We're going to float that one in a little bit. And it's a pretty good one, talking about Fridays specifically here in Wisconsin. So that's a little teaser for what's included there. But if you want to share a tangent for the most Wisconsin headline of the week and submit that to the show, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. And Evan, we got the jobs numbers out earlier today.
Give them to me, bud.
The economy still doing pretty darn good. About a 50% higher jobs report number for the month of February 2023 than initially projected. Pretty strange that the economy, even though everybody's trying to tell us we're in a recession, the recession desiring folks, I guess, I don't know what to call them exactly, the people indicating they believe we're on the precipice of a recession, they're going to be a little bummed out again, because 311,000 jobs added in the month of February, beating expectations by roughly 50% because economists only projected 205,000 jobs.
Just said they can't buy the dip, you know?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, Evan. I'm not quite sure. So stronger economy than expected for the month of February. Things just keep humming along here with the response to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. It seems like the American Rescue Plan and a lot of the provisions that the Biden administration, and in concert with the federal allies, the Evers administration here in Wisconsin, have worked to get into place to get us to where we are, adding 311,000 jobs to the U.S. economy in the month of February 2023. So those jobs numbers are out. We can take your tangents on those as well. Let's head over to the first headline that caught my eye, because here on Dueling Tangents, we like to talk about narrative, how narrative crafts a lot of the way that we see the stories that we see. It is the defining angle and perspective and all of those things on what is being reported. And so here in Wisconsin, we have a very important April 4th general election in which the fate of the state Supreme Court will hang in the balance. And of the two candidates, one has been trying to spin a narrative. And that narrative, coming from former Justice Dan Kelly, former because when he ran for his first full term back in 2020 after being appointed to the state's highest court by then-Governor Walker in 2016, he lost. He lost in 2020 for a full term. He is at it again.
Bigly.
Bigly is one way to describe it. Yes, yeah. There was almost a double-digit defeat, which is rare here in Wisconsin, and that is a bigly defeat. But he's spinning a narrative this go-around, because he's trying it again. He is one of the two candidates on the ballot for the April general, and he and his allies are spinning a narrative of No Jail Janet. Scott Walker put out there a hashtag No Jail Judy, which was really confusing because nobody in the race is actually named Judy. But that is the former governor, Scott Walker, using his social media at the tip top. But the conservative allies in this race are trying to spin a narrative that it is not Dan Kelly that is a partisan actor. It is Janet Protasiewicz, Dan Kelly's challenger, competitor in this race. They're both vying for an open seat, so really, they're both challengers.
It was so funny to hear him say that and then hear Dad on this fine network.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah. Just, oh, man. Oh, man. Gaslit, folks. We've been gaslit.
Yeah, it is a lot of gaslighting, because when you go and try to review the record and see where the maybe potential conflicts of interest or at least partisan leanings may be for these two candidates, you see pretty two contrast differences. Because, and this is reporting by Henry Redman over at the Wisconsin Examiner, the headline, Kelly and Protasiewicz financial disclosures show only one candidate did partisan work. Now, if you believe all the talking points and the narrative that is being woven by the Kelly campaign and his allies, you would think that this headline is referencing Janet Protasiewicz as the individual that has partisan ties. But folks, when you look at the receipts, that's not the case. And so it's very important. Reading from this Redman piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner, yet Kelly's 2022 Statement of Economic Interest, SEI as it's also known as, shows that since he lost re-election to the court in 2020, he has mostly engaged in work on behalf of the Republican Party and allied ideological groups. The SEI is a document candidates for office are required to file that outlines their and their families' income, investments, debts, and potential conflicts of interest. The Journal Sentinel previously reported that Kelly was paid nearly $120,000 by the state Republican Party and the Republican National Committee for work on election-related issues, including advising state party leaders on their failed effort to cast false Electoral College votes for then-President Donald Trump, Those payments came as late as December 2022 and included $40,000 from the RNC, that's the Republican National Committee, after Kelly announced he was running for an open seat on the state Supreme Court. Now, I'm sorry, folks, but that is a direct conflict of interest there for that nonpartisan race, if you ask me. Accepting payments from the Republican National Committee to the tune of $40,000 after you've already announced candidacy for a nonpartisan race. But then, and excellent reporting by Henry Redman over at the Wisconsin Examiner. I'm not going to go into all of the details right here, but if you look for the contrast of Dan Kelly and the other opponent in the race, Janet Protasiewicz, if you look further down, that you cannot see a starker contrast, because on the other side of the SEI, this document for reporting that all candidates must file here in Wisconsin, of Protasiewicz, who regularly says in campaign speeches that the state of Wisconsin is, quote, the only client she's ever had, because her career spent working for the Milwaukee County District's Attorney Office and County Circuit Court show that since 2020, she's had hardly any disclosures of note. So she's got very clean record of she's worked for the District Attorney's Office and the County Court that she now serves on in Milwaukee. And so the fact that Kelly and his allies are trying to make this the rule of Janet and all of these different things, making it sound like because she is an individual that is running for office here in Wisconsin and she has stated her view and her position on issues that voters in Wisconsin care about, that makes her unqualified for office. But Dan Kelly has had money funneled from the state political party, the national political party, and a number of conservative groups that bring cases before the state's highest court. He's been paid by those groups, and he has the audacity to say that it is his challenger, his competitor in this race, that is the one that has the ideological swing. Folks, you cannot make it up. It is comical where this race is at and how clear this race is. Our friend Todd Alba over at the Todd Alba Show likes to note that it is a very, very simple decision when it comes to April 4th, but it is reporting like this that needs to be talked about so that we can share with our friends, our family members, that they know how simple this decision can be as well. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers on a Friday afternoon. We're going to get to a couple more headlines here as well and talk about an individual who's tried more than 1,500 fish fries around the state of Wisconsin. And I believe it is my submission for the most Wisconsin headline of the week. But I'd love to hear your recommendations if you have one as well. If there was a headline this week that flew maybe under the radar, we didn't get a chance yet to talk about here on Dueling Tangents, love to hear your submission for the most Wisconsin story of the week. And things going on in southeastern Wisconsin. Foxconn has maybe a little update. Maybe there's some progress there. Maybe it's not Lucy with the football this year. But we'll see. Wisconsin may actually have a project there in southeastern Wisconsin where Foxconn was promised to help us win the 21st century. We'll give you an update on that, as well as Annalise Eicher joining us at 2:30 here on Dueling Tangents. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent with us on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789. You're going to want to stay tuned because it's going to be a great show before we head to the weekend, folks. We'll be right back.
Hello.
Hey, this is Matt.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is he's never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $150 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to this fine program across Civic Media all around the state of Wisconsin. If you want to take us with you on the go, you can do so by downloading the Civic Media app wherever apps are downloaded on your smart devices. Just type in Civic Media in the search. It'll pop up. You can download it for free and take all the stations we have here in our growing radio network with you, the Civic Media app. If you want to share a tangent with us here on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789, covering a piece over by Henry Redman at the Wisconsin Examiner, talking about how really when you look at the SEIs, the documents of statement of economic interest that candidates have to file here in Wisconsin, it's clear there is truly only one individual in the state Supreme Court race that has conflicts of interest, and that is former Justice Dan Kelly, although he paints his opponent in this race as the one with the ideological swing. It's very telling. But we're going to move on from that tangent to another one that really caught my eye, and since it's a Friday, I want to get it in before the end of the week for my submission for the Most Wisconsin headline of the week. And Evan, are you a big fish fry guy? Do you like the fish fries?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your preferred fish fry?
Cod.
Cod? You know. Okay.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
See, I'm...
Beer battered, nice and crunchy.
A nice, crispy, beer battered cod is probably my favorite as well.
Like, leave it in there a little too long.
I get thrown shade from time to time because I get some Wisconsinites that say it's got to be perch or walleye or bluegill, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm a good cod fillet, two, three pieces,
like $11.
Two pieces if they're good sized pieces. Yeah. I prefer three.
Get some coleslaw.
I'm not a huge coleslaw guy.
They give it to you anyways. Let's be real. Whether or not you want it.
If I have a heads up, I'm not a huge coleslaw guy. The way I prefer coleslaw is on top of a pulled pork sandwich. So that's where I get my coleslaw. Don't necessarily need it as a side with the fish fry. But this individual, according to a story written up over at the Wisconsin State Journal, has sampled 1,500 different fish fries. And I feel like that's pretty... That's got to be a good number. I try to do the math in my own head.
It's far too many.
That's a lot of fish fries.
He has lost the plot. There is no way that he can compare these fairly.
Right? No. And he goes into what makes a good fish fry and discusses it in the headline over at
the State Journal, the Wisconsin State Journal, is what's the best Madison area fish fry? Ask the guy who has reviewed 1,500 of them. And so Mike Seidel is one of Wisconsin's leading authorities on fish fry, has eaten almost every Friday for the past 19 years. So it's taken him 19 years every single Friday to rack up nearly 1,500 different or 1,500 individual reviews for the fish fry review website that he runs, madisonfishfry.com. And I feel like I got to start keeping track of how many fish fries I go to now and start reviewing them, because that's a pretty incredible feat to have 1,500 different reviews. And I'm glad we're in the same boat, though. I was hoping for a little, you know, back and forth, but we can both be in agreement that cod is the best.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. It is, uncategorically.
Yeah, and folks, if you've got a preferred fish fry and you think yours is better, want to put a little plug in for a spot that you like here around the state of Wisconsin for your Friday fish fry, 844-967-2789. You can call or text to share your recommendations. But this has got to be the most Wisconsin headline that I've seen all week, Evan, because it is very much on par for a Friday in Lent to have a story written up about a man that has sampled 1,500 different area fish fries. And hopefully, if you like them, you can go have a fish fry as well this evening.
They are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
It's when I first moved to Madison, I wish I knew about this website, because anytime my folks came to town on a Friday, we would have the darndest time coming up with, because fish fries are kind of... you go to the ones that you like often. This guy has clearly sampled a lot, but I feel like it is one of those creatures where I'm a creature of habit, and I don't know if everybody out there in the listening audience feels the same way. But once you find a spot you like, you keep going back again and again. And as an 18-year-old, when I moved to Madison, I did have a hard time finding fish fries at first. And so... it took some time, but now I've got some local favorite spots here in Madison as well. And so it is definitely one of those things where you can, once you find a good spot, you'll keep going back and back again.
Rick says it's Tully's 2 on Monona Drive. Some breaded perch. Best fish fry in the state.
Best in the state. See, I've been to Tully's 2, but I have not had Tully's fish fry. So that is a good recommendation. We appreciate that that phone call. You can give us a submission as well, 844-967-2789. But I'm getting hungry thinking about it. And then you think about actually 1,500 of them, and you're like, oh, that sounds like too much fish.
Too much fish.
Because it is a nice aspect.
It's too much tuna.
Hang on. Well, none of this is tuna. Nobody's frying up the tuna. Unlimited. If you get unlimited, that is a good get for me as well. Like my ears perk up when I hear about unlimited fish fry. Let's before the break, we'll get Steven's thoughts on this up in Green Bay. Steven, what's the best fish fry that you prefer?
Actually, when I lived in central Wisconsin, Stevens Point, Olympia, I was a diner in Stevens Point that had awesome fish fries.
And what kind of fish?
And it was haddock, I believe.
Oh, okay. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, we appreciate the phone call, Steven. Yeah, it's great. It all comes down to personal preference, because fish fries can be very unique to what you prefer. And I've known some individuals that like the baked cod or the walleye, and it does come down. But I do believe a beer battered cod fillet is my preferred. So glad to hear you too. And that's my submission for the most Wisconsin headline of the week this week. If you've got any other suggestions, send them our way. You can tweet at us at Dueling Tangents. You can follow the show there as well when you're sending us a tweet. We got Annalise Eicher coming up next, joining us here in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Dueling Tangents, we'll be right back.
And this is a friendship.
A progressive. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The FDA announcing it's taking over Silicon Valley Bank.
The FDIC is telling Silicon Valley Bank customers that if they have accounts in excess of the insured $250,000 that the FDIC covers, that they'll need to contact them to figure out how to move forward. The FDIC says the amount of uninsured deposits will be determined once more information comes in. Silicon Valley Bank had around $209 billion in total assets at the new year. The FDIC says it will be selling the bank's assets as it's moving forward.
ABC's Alex Stone. February jobs report shows 311,000 jobs added last month. It comes as the Fed board weighs another interest rate hike this month. In Michigan, a complaint unsealed in federal court shows the FBI uncovered a new threat to kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer, members of the LGBT community, and Democratic politicians. That comes a day after a man was indicted after posting social media threats targeting Jewish politicians. This is ABC News.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's a busy day of cleaning up downed tree limbs and power lines. More than 100,000 homes and businesses lost power at the height of the latest Wisconsin storm, mainly in the southeast. The bad weather forced many schools to close, start late, or go remote today. Wildlife experts in Wisconsin are concerned about bird flu this spring. Despite what it looks like outside, birds will be flying north again soon, and infected birds will infect healthy birds as they travel. Last year, 29 domestic flocks around Wisconsin got infected. Nationwide, nearly 59 million birds died in the biggest animal disease outbreak in U.S. history. In sports, Marquette plays UConn in the Big East Tournament semifinals tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We've had a lot of guests on Too Much Tuna.
And this is just Too Much Tuna.
Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media, and we are now joined here in the Solidarity Realty Studios by Annalise Eicher, the birthday girl. Annalise, how are we doing today?
I am doing great. Having a great birthday so far. It's even better that I get to spend some time with you.
Thank you. That is
far too kind, but I really appreciate you joining me here. I did not know it was your birthday when I invited you onto the show, and then I found out on Twitter today, and yeah. I was like, well, we got the birthday girl here in the studio.
Well, yes, and there's a lot going on. It's not just my birthday.
Yes, there's anniversaries today, there's special days, and
a whole host of things. March 10th is happening.
So let's let the people know. The 174th anniversary mm-hmm. of the state's pre-Civil War abortion ban
yep.
is today. So yes. March 10th of 1849 was when the state passed, before women could vote, yep. before the Civil War, yep. before all of that.
All of it.
The state passed the currently what's on the books, thanks to the activist Supreme Court last summer, mm-hmm. Wisconsin's abortion ban. And yes. so it's also, though, is it a national day of recognition? What's the holiday then today?
Well, I don't know that we call it a holiday, but today is a day of recognition. Today is Thank an Abortion Provider Day. It has not always been, you know, easy to be an abortion provider in not just the state of Wisconsin, but across the country. And it was on March 10th of 93 that an abortion doctor, providing doctor, was murdered by an anti-abortion extremist. So today, in recognition and in honor of the work that he did in his life, we thank abortion providers.
Yeah, day of recognition, much better. Holiday, I feel like, was you sometimes see those like national, kitschy national holidays. Yeah. That's not what this is. No. This is a day of recognition.
This is a day of recognition, yes.
Fantastic. Well, I did not know about that one. I knew about your birthday. I found out today. And then I found out about the 174 anniversary of the state's archaic abortion ban, and we've got some action coming up this weekend and all throughout the month of March that you are assisting on. So let's tell the listening audience a little bit about what Women Win Wisconsin are putting together here in March.
Yeah, so there's a group of us working to put on rallies for our rights across the entire state of Wisconsin. It's everyone from Women Win Wisconsin to Planned Parenthood, who I happen to be working with, to the SEIU, to Fair Wisconsin, to Human Rights Campaign, to the Medical Students for Choice. You know, we've got this incredible coalition of organizations across Wisconsin that are building out rallies. And we're talking about the rights that are at stake, this election that's coming up on April 4th. And we're, you know, also talking about voting yeah. and how to vote in that election. I mean, absentee ballots will start to go out next week, and then we'll start to see in-person absentee voting yep. starting the 21st, which of course is my favorite way to vote. And then election day will be here sooner than we know it. And so we are rallying across the state starting tomorrow. We're in Appleton on March 11th. On March 12th, we're going to be in Eau Claire. March 18th, we'll be up in Green Bay. The 26th, we'll be in Madison at the state capitol, which is shaping up to be an incredible rally. The 26th will be in La Crosse.
So 25th in Madison.
Yeah, the 25th in Madison.
25th in Madison, 26th
in La Crosse. 26th in La Crosse. And then we're bringing it home April 1st in Milwaukee.
April 1st. All right. So folks out there in the listening audience, across Dueling Tangents listenership, if you want to get involved, Annalise, what is the best way for them to find out more about these rallies and how they could participate as soon as tomorrow
yeah.
in Appleton.
Yeah, as soon as tomorrow. Everything's up on Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin's Facebook page. We've got, you know, details and where it is and how to get there and, you know, who's speaking, the whole deal. So folks can check out the Planned Parenthood Advocates Facebook page.
Perfect. And if, say, individuals want to be able to make a difference for these efforts but aren't able to be there in person tomorrow in Appleton or on Sunday in Eau Claire and all of the other locations throughout this month, say they want to take action, is there other ways they can get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So Planned Parenthood is doing postcard writing parties across the state. We are doing canvases in communities. You know, there's opportunities to talk to your neighbors. We'll get you some information and you can do some, you know, phone banking through your own or text banking through your own contacts. Really, any way that you want to be involved, we will help you figure out how to help get out the vote.
Fantastic. And folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm joined by Annalise Eicher here in the Solidarity Realty Studios. And we're talking about a number of marches being put on around the state of Wisconsin coming up. Because again, 174 years ago, that's so long to think about. Like, what was going on in 1849? This law is on the books still, and it is time to organize. It is time to have our voices heard and exercise that political power coming up, because 3.5 weeks away. That's really what it comes down to, is when April 4th is here. It's coming up fast. Myvote.wi.gov is another great resource as well.
Yes, it is.
For individuals that want to see who's all on their ballot, as well as how they can request one of those absentee ballots or where they're early.
Yep, early in-person absentee voting locations. They vary by municipality, so.
Mine's at the library. That's where I'm going.
I'm also going to the library.
See, there we go.
But it is different in every community. So all of that should be listed on the MyVote website. Otherwise, you can contact your municipal clerk directly. But yeah, that starts the 21st.
There we go. It's coming up very fast.
It is. And 11 days.
There will be a forum that day. That is the same day that the two candidates on the ballot for the state Supreme Court race will be meeting, put on by the Wisconsin State Bar Association. And we were reading earlier from a piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner talking about how it. I introduced the show, kicked it off by talking about how narrative is important, and knowing what narrative is being told to you is a good way to see how the information you're reading, hearing, learning about is being shaped. The Kelly campaign is trying to create a narrative that Janet Protasiewicz is a partisan actor. And then I saw a very interesting piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner talking, reported by Henry Redman at the Wisconsin Examiner, talking about if you look at the specific statement of economic interests, there's really only one partisan actor in this race.
And it's Dan Kelly.
Yeah, it's not Janet Protasiewicz. we found out that in this piece, Henry Redman reports that the payments came for Dan Kelly into his bank account that he had to report on this SEI. $40,000 as late as December of 2022, a few months ago.
Couple months ago.
Yep. And that was after he had declared his candidacy for this nonpartisan office. What are your thoughts as somebody that's been involved in politics and seen all of this unfold? How could somebody truly try to paint their opponent as the partisan and themselves as the nonpartisan, I'm just going to stand up and read it as it is, like Dan Kelly's trying to do right now?
Well, I think, you know, that's the Republican playbook. And, you know, the Republican Party of Wisconsin ran Dan Kelly's campaign the last time he was running for the Supreme Court. And, you know, what they say does not match the receipts, right? So, you know, Dan Kelly can say whatever he's saying, and they've got a ton of money behind it, that message, and they're going to continue to, you know, to say that. But at the end of the day, you know, he is the only partisan. You know, Janet has spoken, I think, very honestly about her values, and I think voters, and including myself, love that in a candidate, especially one who's seeking, you know, to serve on our high court here in Wisconsin
for a 10-year term.
Yeah. And you know, Dan Kelly is, you know, he's too extreme. I mean, he is an absolute partisan. Every of his, you know, the money receipt show it. But also, you know, the work that he's done and the cases that he's taken, the work he's done with the Republican Party, the work he's done with anti-abortion groups in the state of Wisconsin. You know, that is the clear partisanship.
Well, and he alludes that he can't simply recall the kind of legal work that he did for those anti-abortion groups.
No.
It was before he was appointed to the state's highest court back in 2016 by then-Governor Scott Walker. And he can't recall. It's very interesting when you ask somebody about their record, then all of a sudden they just go, oh, I don't remember. I couldn't possibly tell you what I was doing then. And that is an acceptable answer. So if you've got questions for Dan Kelly, I feel like you should ask his campaign, folks. If you've got questions or comments for us, want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. I'm joined by Annalise Eicher here in our Madison studios. And Annalise alluded to it a little bit earlier, too, before we jump back on the air. But fish fries here in Wisconsin. like to, on Fridays, talk about the most Wisconsin headline of the week that I've seen. Mm-hmm. And the State Journal's got a very interesting piece because there's one individual out there that has tried 1,500 of them.
I read this article today.
Yeah. It's very Wisconsin article.
Very Wisconsin. That's a lot of fish.
Friday in Lent, it is what a lot of Wisconsinites are preparing to eat for dinner tonight. But you, not one of them, huh?
No. I'm actually attending a fish fry tonight.
But no fish.
But I will be eating the chicken tenders.
Okay.
I love fishing. Full disclosure, I love fishing. Not necessarily ice fishing. I love fishing.
Yeah, it's you can't get me out into an ice shanty. It's too cold.
Yeah. I've never liked fish,
but
I'm happy for everyone. I like the environment. I will gladly sit with you and eat my chicken while everyone else eats their fish, but
yeah, you can still have an old fashioned with your chicken tenders and everybody else.
An old fashioned, some chicken tenders. I'm great.
There you go.
My birthday meal.
Tonight is your birthday.
Chicken tenders at a fish fry.
That is not very Wisconsin, but it's okay. If that's what you prefer, everybody is entitled to their own preferences when it comes to food.
Thank you.
I'm shocked a little bit by the sheer volume of fish fries that this gentleman has consumed over 19 years.
That's a lot of fish.
At one point, because this is part of Wisconsin's fabric, at what point do you think he was like, okay, I'm going to start documenting how many I'm going? Because I feel like there's got to be some unaccounted fish fries in there.
Oh, I would think so.
Because you have fish fries growing up, and he does note that these are 1,500 that he's reviewed, so it's got to be even more than that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot. 1,500. I'm trying to think if there's 1,500. Probably pizza, but outside of that, maybe fish fries, too. But
for you?
I'm trying to think of what I've eaten 1,500 times.
Yeah.
I don't do math very well.
I feel like I'm going to need a pencil and some paper here to start. How many chicken tenders have I had in my life here, Luke?
Chicken tenders could be a big one too up there with the total count, but it is definitely 1,500 fish fries. It's shocking.
Impressive.
It's impressive. And folks, if you're going to have a fish fry tonight, let us know. 844-967-2789. Annalise Eicher, really appreciate you joining me. One more time before we head over to this break. If individuals are interested in getting involved with the rallies taking place as soon as this weekend, mm-hmm. Where can they go to learn more about getting involved?
Yeah, the Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin Facebook page.
Perfect. And it is a number of organizations, terrific organizations,
yes,
working to put these rallies on around the state again tomorrow in Appleton and Eau Claire on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Throughout the state, Green Bay, Madison, La Crosse, and Milwaukee, all coming up for the April 4th election. You can go to those Facebook pages to see more information and get involved. And folks, it is very important to get involved ahead of April 4th, 10-year term on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
And not just get involved, Luke. They need to vote, too.
Yes.
For my birthday.
There we go.
I am asking everyone to vote. That's
folks,
what I want.
You heard it from Annalise for her birthday. Make a plan to be a voter on April 4th. Myvote.wi.gov to learn more. It's going to be, I'm really excited to see you. I'm not going to be in Appleton myself this weekend, but I'm looking forward to hearing about how the rallies go.
I'll be posting pictures on my Twitter.
There we go. So we'll be able to keep an eye out there, and we'll have to have you back soon again to tell us more about the other rallies that are coming up, because we've got a couple weekends full of these.
We do.
Looking forward to it. Well, thank you again, Annalise. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. We've got one more segment before the weekend, 844-967-2789. You can share your tangents. And we've got an update in southeastern Wisconsin about what Foxconn is up to. Is it actually going to come to fruition? We'll find out. It's your favorite.
This is fabulous.
That's too much tuna, and we just pranked you, but good.
I mean, there's a camera right there.
Look, well, leave here.
You're on a prank show. There's a camera.
Maxine Radio.
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, stories I share, my own personal experience, was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your name? Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your name? Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many ice augers and fishing shanties are being bought as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. I want to thank again Annalise Eicher joining me that last segment. If you want to learn more about what Annalise and the excellent organizations putting together these rallies across the state of Wisconsin are doing, you can go to Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin and their Facebook page. Check it out. Get involved with these rallies. Make a plan to be voters on Tuesday, April 4th. But we've got a lot at stake, and we're going to talk about more of that continuing on in the next 3.5 weeks. But one of the big stories, too, that we've been keeping a very close eye on here at Dueling Tangents, and if you want to share a tangent with me here in this final segment before the weekend, 844-967-2789, is what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin. Some back-of-the-napkin math back in 2017, 2018, by then-Governor Scott Walker, slated to give $4 billion, roughly, in state subsidies to a foreign corporation to come and bring about 13,000 manufacturing jobs to southeastern Wisconsin. And at the time, it felt a lot like a campaign ploy. The former governor, Walker, said that the plant would help Wisconsin win the 21st century. But Foxconn had a pretty shaky past, and there were a lot of skeptics because the track record that Foxconn had brought was of trying to get these government subsidies from other nations down in Brazil, I believe, and other states around the country as well. But the Walker administration's $4 billion deal was by far one of the largest at the time, and a lot of critics said that there wasn't actually going to be anything to come from the Foxconn deal. And over the last 5-6 years, we haven't seen a whole lot be delivered. Thankfully, the state is not on the hook for as many tax dollars going to this foreign corporation as it would have been under the Walker administration, because the Evers administration renegotiated the deal, got taxpayers off the hook for not all, but a lot of the money that was promised by then-Governor Scott Walker. And we've heard time and time again that there was going to be different manufacturing outlets that would be coming to this Foxconn after the 10 LCD screen, whatever the state-of-the-art factory fell through. And there was going to be coffee pots. There was going to be electric vehicles. There were going to be semiconductor chips.
State of the art, folks.
So all that stuff, state of the art. It was all coming, and then it wasn't. And now, skeptical to talk about this one, but we'll see where it's going, Evan. But did you hear what may now be coming to Foxconn's southeastern Wisconsin plant?
Let me see here. What is Foxconn going to change the future, possibly the history of Wisconsin with?
Win the 21st century. Come on, don't. Those were not shy words.
The little vacuum cleaners that you know, they have batteries. You don't even plug them in. You can take them anywhere. That's your guess.
Yeah. That's your guess. Not quite. According to reporting over by Wisconsin Public Radio, the headline: Foxconn partners with We Energies for 2,000 panel solar project. The utility said the solar project will not impact customer rates. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Is We Energies using this area because Foxconn can't find anybody else? Is Foxconn getting paid to lease? We're going to find out about these details, but this is the piece over at WPR. We Energies and Foxconn announced a new partnership Thursday. The companies plan to seek approval from the village of Mount Pleasant and Racine County to move forward with the solar project, which they say will generate enough energy to power about 300 homes. About 300 homes, folks. I'm not saying that those 300 homes don't deserve this solar power or anything like that, but how much money did the state of Wisconsin give Foxconn to do all the construction, the revamping the freeways, I-94 getting a facelift in that area just very shortly after being reconstructed itself, to displace all the families and the homeowners that were living in this area that those local entities plighted? They used eminent domain and forced those families out of their homes so Foxconn could come into this Mount Pleasant plant. And now, well, the first step is, I guess, after you fail to make semiconductor chips or electric vehicles or coffee pots, flat screen TVs, is a solar farm. I am a huge advocate for solar energy, folks. I think that's terrific. But at the same time, enough power to generate 300 homes. Interesting. Quote, "We are pleased to bring more clean energy to Wisconsin through this partnership with Foxconn," said Gail Klappa, executive chairman of WEC Energy Group, We Energy's parent company. "As Foxconn expands its operations, this project will deliver affordable, reliable, and clean energy for years to come." We Energy's spokesperson, Brendan Conway, could not disclose the cost of the project, but said it will not impact customers' rates. According to the utility, the solar project is expected to generate enough energy to offset over 1,200 metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions each year. That's the equivalent of taking 260 cars off the road or planting 20,000 trees. So We Energy is trying to do its part, getting more solar energy onto the grid in that portion of the state. But again, this was promised to help Wisconsin win the 21st century, and I'm not saying that it's not better than nothing, but it is a pretty deflated project, if you want to be nice about describing it. So it is definitely an interesting, we'll see. Foxconn has a history of playing Lucy with the football, and Charlie Brown, us Wisconsin taxpayers, trying to get something out of this deal and having that football ripped out from underneath us every time we go to kick it. But it'll be interesting to keep our eyes on this one. We Energy is partnering with Foxconn in southeastern Wisconsin. You've been listening to Dueling Tangents on this Friday afternoon. We really appreciate it. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. You can share your tangents with us on Twitter at Dueling Tangents, where we'll take your submissions there for the most Wisconsin headline of the week. I think maybe a fish fry is in order.
You know that fish on Monona Drive? That's hand-breaded.
There you go. Did we get some more recommendations for Tully's too?
That's hand breaded.
Tully's meatball sub is one of my favorite meatball subs in town. So I will give them credit there. I have not tried the fish fry yet. I'll have to put it on the list. And if you've got other recommendations for the fish fry for this this week's most Wisconsin headline, 1,500. We got a lot to start counting, Evan. But if we do one a week for 52 a year for the next 19 years, we could catch up as well.
Did you do the math?
No, that was in the article. That was the math done in the article. So,
yeah, we don't do math.
I didn't have to do that math. I just helped share that math that was reported. But if you missed any portion of this great show, check out the podcast, civicmedia.us. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian will be back on Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. Talk to y'all then. Have an excellent weekend. And make a plan to be a voter April 4th.
They did the math, folks.
Got you thinking like that, boy.
Hear that?
Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local civic media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.